Another jam-packed week of K-State athletic coverage continues right here on the Purple Project Podcast. This is another daily edition. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast. Yeah, that other K-State podcast where we talk all things Kansas State athletics here. Tennis edition coming to you right now. I am recording this before a busy Friday ahead of me here early in the morning here before I get started with this day, of course, culminating with the Flint Hills varsity game on Angel 95 here. And I believe actually this will come out tonight, later on tonight. So definitely to get you guys ready for that. But tennis, yes, getting you guys prepared for that at least anyways. Women's tennis team for K-State going out west as they will take on, actually, the winner of number 8 Stanford. Now, I did do a postcast on the women's tennis team's adventures in Florida, splitting the two games there against North Florida and Florida Atlantic. Go find those. Did those earlier in the week as well for on this podcast. They're going to be taking on the winner, looks like, of either. Let me get this right, back on track. They're going to be playing against number 8 Stanford. And then, of course, they're going to be taking on Florida State or Arkansas on Saturday. So, really, they really should be there right now when this podcast comes out. So, number 8 Stanford is what was on the list first. And then, of course, Saturday, they're taking on the winner, either Florida State or Arkansas there as well. This is going to be the first dual meet ever between the two schools relating to on a tennis court between Stanford and K-State. If you remember on the football field while back when I was at K-State, these two teams played on the football field. But here, this is entire different situation here. They're going to be playing against the Stanford in a duel. It's pretty interesting here. K-State going out there 1-1 of the years early in the 2023 campaign. Stanford is 1-0. And then, of course, you got to go against Florida State and Arkansas. The winner of that, woo! Both those teams, 3-0 so far as well. So, looks like here, looking at these records here that I pulled out here, K-State women's team tennis team, only 2-12 all time against the Razorbacks. But they did, however, win last year. They beat Arkansas last year. Yep, I do remember that, actually. They beat Arkansas last year 4-1 in here, right here in Manhattan, Kansas there. Almost to a T there. February 5th, that is next week. Almost a year removed from that upset win against Arkansas and against the Seminoles. They are 0-1 all time against them. The last time they played the Seminoles way back in 1989. Woo! That's a long time right there. Doubles teams for K-State will consist of Rosella Grushinska and Vanessa Suarez in the number one spot for K-State. They have sophomore Florentine Deckers and junior Mami Yukita. Always screw one of those two names up there. They're in the two spot there. And then, of course, senior Rosanna Maffey and freshman Maria Santos rounded out in the three spot there as well. In the lineup, as it folds, going into singles matches this weekend for Kansas State, will include Deckers at the one hole, Suarez number 2, Krasinska number 3, Maffey number 4, Santos at the 5, Yurkita at the 6 spot, rounding out that as well. And the record, no, they don't. They don't have it up here. I didn't see that. Okay, so there's that as well. Last time the tennis team was on the court, of course, I'm not going to dive into it too much because the postcast has all that info on that. They defeated the Owls of Florida Atlantic. We'll see. This is some stiff competition here. That is women's team led by Jordan Smith, the head coach of this women's tennis team, going up against. This is a good competition right here. So we'll see how K-State stacks up here this weekend. So we're going to have all of the post-recap coverage, I believe, early next week on the Pro Project Podcast. So looking forward to that. Tennis team looking to show some spurts here. They're going, I know, being down again, being a resident of Florida for majority of my life until moving out here to Kansas to go to school at community college and then K-State. North Florida, they're okay in tennis in Florida Atlantic. Yeah, they're all right. But this is a whole another situation here. You're going against Power 5 teams right here in the tennis world. So we'll see why K-State stacks up. Here they got their work cut out for them, but hey, we'll see what happens against Stanford in a duel here later on sometime today. And of course, they're going to be taking on the winner or loser, who knows, of Florida State and Arkansas. And we already know how they, well, apparently we already know how we stack up against Arkansas because we knocked them off last year right here in Manhattan, Kansas. So we'll see what happens there. That's just a look, preview edition here. Looking at women's tennis team going out west for the ITA kickoff weekend, which is going to be huge, gigantic for this women's team. So we'll see how well they fare out there this weekend. You can keep up if you're a tennis guru, you can keep up with the live results on the kstatesports.com page there and on the app, I believe, as well. So there's the hoopla on that. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast, folks. And those of you new to the show, again, you welcome on board to the Pro Project Podcast. If you love what you're hearing, make sure you first off subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, K-State Podcast, and then make sure you download last week's weekly episode 141 of the Pro Project Podcast with me and my co-host Alex Aiden. Me and him, I've already recorded last night's episode. It will be out later tonight when I get home from the varsity game with Flint Hills and Kickapoo Nation. So I decided not to edit that last night because it was late. So we always go late on the podcast, which is the norm by now. If those people have been listening to us for a while know that. So decided, hey, wait till I get home after the varsity game to do all that jazz. It'll be up right off the bat. So it'll be up later, but it'll be up for sure for your weekend, for your big sports weekend. That's going to wrap it up for this PBBD edition, Women's Tennis Style. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.